From the WCYB Digital Radio Newsroom, this week's M&A Report. Grey Matter, one of Pittsburgh's largest cybersecurity firms, has entered into a strategic merger with Portage, Michigan-based HTSE Inc., a process automation and machine control provider, according to Pittsburgh INNO. Financial terms of the deal were not disclosed, but the merger will allow the combined company to meet growing demands from clients for industrial intelligence solutions. The deal is the latest of several in recent years for Grey Matter, following their 2020 acquisition of eMerge Systems and their 2018 acquisition of software and services assets from TMMI. From proactive investors, Purilock Security Inc. will acquire certain assets of Atrion Communications Inc., a veteran-owned leading American provider of consulting, IT, and cybersecurity solutions, for $3.7 million to be paid through a combination of cash and shares. The cybersecurity company entered into the purchase agreement through its subsidiary, Aurora Systems Consulting, Inc., and said the transaction will enable it to expand its geographic footprint and facilitate access and ongoing growth opportunities and expansion of its East Coast American operations. This is Purilock's third acquisition as a public company. DLA Piper represented SixGen Inc., a leading cybersecurity and products company based in Maryland, and its acquisition of Forecast Management and Analysis Inc., a Maryland-based technology management consulting company, PR Newswire reports. SixGen provides world-class cybersecurity services and products to protect government organizations and commercial industries. The strategic acquisition will bolster SixGen's mission to provide the highest quality services to customers and enable employee growth through diversified opportunities. From Washington Exec, Kinetiq US will acquire Advantis Federal from New Spring Holdings for an enterprise value of $590 million. Avantis provides mission-focused cyber, data analytics, and software development solutions to the Defense Department, Intelligence Community, Homeland Security Department, and other law enforcement and civilian agencies. Together, the companies will address the complex and large-scale intelligence and defense challenges government customers are facing. This week's M&A report is sponsored by Evolution Equity Partners, an international venture capital investor partnering with exceptional entrepreneurs to develop market-leading cybersecurity and enterprise software companies. To learn more, visit evolutionequity.com. For more deal flow, read our daily M&A report at cybersecurityventures.com. Reporting for WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Hillary McClure.